Welcome to the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast. This podcast is devoted to the travel industry. Z says let your imagination run wild and start dreaming about where you want to go. And dream big, reach for the stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you enjoyed the trip. Your guide to travel is Z. Michelson, a travel advisor. And sitting at the controls is Jay Lawrence, your concierge of podcast travel. Now here's Z.
Hey, hi, and welcome to the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast. I, of course, am Z. Michelson, along with my sidekick producer and concierge of travel.
And I'm known as Jay Lawrence.
Hey, Jay. We've been having a lot of exciting things happening here.
Oh, so much is happening. So much.
And again, we're going to have another guest in-house.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That's exciting.
And we love to talk to people about travel, but before we get into all of that,
yes,
we have to let everybody know that Z. Michelson Travel Podcast is sponsored by Collage Travel Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Collage Travel Radio is focused on the travel industry and brings you great light and bright music streaming on the internet 24/7. And here's my favorite word. It's absolutely free.
Free.
This station is for the independent traveler and for travel advisors. Just click and listen to collagetravelradio.com. So today in the studio, or coming in broadcasting, we have Denise, and Denise is from Globus, and also she represents Avalon. Welcome today, Denise. So talk to us a little bit about how Globus and Avalon are one big happy family.
Yes. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. So yes, the Globus family of brands is one family of brands. So Globus, these are fully escorted tours. So Globus started first, and actually Globus is celebrating 95 years this year.
Whoa.
We just celebrated, a couple weeks ago. It's our 95th birthday. I need to go get a little nip and tuck, right? For 95 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Globus started first, and those are completely escorted tours worldwide. Mm-hmm. And then we came out with Cosmos, which are also escorted tours, but more on the budget side. Mm-hmm. So the only difference between the two would be less meals included with Cosmos and different hotels. And, you know, you just have people that maybe, you know, can't afford the price of a Globus tour,
right,
but they want to go see the same sites.
Right.
So, you know, so we came out with Cosmos. That's also worldwide, completely escorted.
Fabulous.
And then, yeah, and then in 2004, river cruising started becoming a little bit more popular.
Mm-hmm.
So we started selling river cruising, but we didn't have our own at the time. So we were selling somebody else's, and we were selling out.
Oh, wow.
So they went, you know what? Maybe we'll start building some ships.
We want our own.
Yeah. So now fast forward to today, we have 14 ships and a new one coming out next year.
Whoa. I didn't realize you had 14 of them.
Now, where would all the ships be?
Well, so most Europe. Most are Europe, but we do have one. And Europe is, you know, the Danube, the Rhine, Holland and Belgium, France, all those good spots. Mm-hmm. And then the new one, and then we also have, hold on one second. Sorry.
Vietnam, Cambodia.
Sorry, I know, I'm so excited. So we have one, I just had some hot chocolate, so I think that's what's making me. So Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Mekong. So that one came out several years ago, but that's one of our ships. And then the other new one is the Douro, which is in Portugal, and that's coming out next year.
Ooh, so next year you're going to have a brand new ship in Portugal.
What would be what is the guest capacity on those ships?
So with the Douro now, we have three different styles of ships. So, the ships are all pretty identical with the cabins and how it's set up. But we either have in France smaller ships, those are 126 passengers. And then our other ones, like the Danube, the Rhine, those are 166 passengers.
Did you say 26 passengers?
126.
Okay, I missed that one there.
However, the Mekong only has 36. Six on board, only 18 cabins. And then we have the Amazon that only has Galapagos. That only has 18 people. That's on a That's on a yacht.
And then the new,
I know, it's a nice yacht. That's what I want to do. And then
wait a minute, Denise. Now you said 13 or 18 people or 18 cabins?
People.
18 cabins. So 9 cabins, basically.
People. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not too shabby. And then, so the Mekong, that one only has 18 cabins, 36 people. And then the new European one on the Douro, that only has 104 passengers.
So these are nice, comfortable, you know, get to know your fellow passengers type of sailing.
Yes, definitely. Okay. It's a great way to cruise. You know, you just cruise down the rivers. The towns are all right there. You dock, you get off. All your walking tours are all included. It's a great way to cruise because, you know, you get all the education that you would on a land tour, but you're not packing in and packing like you would on a land tour.
Right.
You know, you just unpack once, right?
Unpack once and they'll take you to these sites. Now, that's some of the questions that me as a travel advisor get asked quite frequently. What is included in some of these river cruises? They want to know, do we have bicycles? Do we have, you know, excursions? Do we have food? Do we have booze? What's included in some of this?
Yeah, so with Avalon, all your meals are included. You have your cruise director, you have your tours. So we give 3 different types of tours that are included in the price. And they're all labeled as either active would be a hike, a bike ride, early morning walk. And then we have just classic walking tours that are labeled such that classic. It could be a walking tour, canal cruise of Amsterdam. And then we have discovery excursions. These are more like experiences. So we have 3 different types of excursions. Sometimes you have 4 choices in a day to pick from, and they're all included in the price. That's a big difference with Avalon.
So if I wanted to go on, say, the early morning walk on the active, and then I wanted to go on a discover, I could possibly do that based on timing?
Yeah. Usually we stop twice a day. Usually it's either or in the morning, or it's either or later after lunch. But, you know, some river cruise companies, they give 1 excursion and then everything else is additional. So that's included in your price. All your meals are included in your price. So beer. With snacks at 4 o'clock, you know, your cookies, your cake, all that good stuff.
Yes, you have to have a 4 o'clock snack.
Yeah.
It's on my diet.
Yeah, right. It's all on our diet.
Now, what about beer and wine and soda and things like that?
Yeah, so beer, wine, and refreshments are included for lunch. They're included for dinner. And then what's new for 2023 is we used to have a 2-for-1 happy hour. Now for 2023, we started included happy hour.
Ooh.
So that's included. Yep, and then we have 2 cappuccino makers on board. It's cappuccino, lattes, hot milk for your hot chocolate, and that's also included in the price.
Oh, I like that. I love my cappuccino.
Oh, me too. Me too. And the machine, I just want to take the machine home. It's great. I mean, yes, you know, you may have a bill at the end because we do have some optional excursions, but not many. I mean, when I go, maybe I'll do one. I mean, my bill is usually like 6 euros at the end of the trip or 20 euros.
Oh, wow.
Because I really don't, drink. And then, if you do, you know, most of your alcohol is included unless you want to go, you know, like a
top shelf
in the afternoon. Right.
So if I wanted to have, say, a rum and coke with dinner, would that be included?
That would not be included.
Do you have packages where people can get that, or is it just an extra charge?
It's just an extra charge.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, yeah, like if you want something like that or in the afternoon, you want a glass of wine, mm-hmm. you know, that would be extra. But, you know, and then the excursions, you know, some people come on a river cruise and they're like, you know what? I am so busy with all that you give me. I don't need to sign up for an extra one. But, you know, you might want to go to that Mozart concert or a folklore show or something like
that. Something that might be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, that's kind of like touring too. You know, some people come on tour and they don't do any optionals, or like me, you might do 1.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you have full days. You have very full days with a lot included.
What kind of experiences can they experience once they're on the ship and going from town to town or village to village? You know, what kind of food is served? Do you serve the food from the area? Do you bring in a local entertainment?
Yeah, so we do. You know, you're right there in town, so we go to the market, we get local food, you know, pretty much, you know, town to table, right?
Oh, nice.
So, so it's local food, it's fresh food, and we will have regional food. You know, if you're in Germany, they'll have a German theme. So they'll have local food that's on there. But, you know, a lot of people just want maybe salmon, or they want a hamburger or steak. Right. So we have a lot of choices on the menu. And then we always have evergreen items, like salmon or steak. So you don't, you know, let's say you don't want to try this local stuff. And like me, I eat very simple. Mm-hmm. So like when I was on last time, I think I had salmon like most nights. and that's what you can do, which mm-hmm. is nice. Right. We also have Avalon fresh items. So because we have a lot of people that are vegan, sugar-free, and they want to eat healthier, we have items on our menu that are called Avalon Fresh. But what to expect, you know, you're cruising down the river, you get to see all the beautiful scenery, and we dock. They divide everybody up into the different excursions. You go on your tours with headsets. Our headsets now are Wi-Fi.
Oh, nice.
So, mm-hmm. yep, so you're always connected. And, you know, it's pretty much all inclusive except for some of these choice optional excursions if you want to do those. So it's great. I mean, it's, you know, they can be kind of busy, right? Because you have an excursion right. in the morning and then you cruise during lunch. You have lunch on board. And then we usually stop again after lunch.
Wow. Now, so, what's the best way of saying, you know, these trips are not short. I'm assuming at least 7 nights. Is that correct?
Well, we actually have about 5 short cruises. We have 3-night, 4-night, 5-night cruises.
Wonderful. Because a lot of people have been asking about that, that, you know, they get a little panicky that they're going to be on ship for 7 or 10 days and they get panicky. So you have short ones.
Yeah. You know, you have some people that are like, oh, you know, I get seasick. I can't do big ship cruising. So maybe I need to try a river cruise. Yeah. Or, you know, let's face it, river cruising, it can be pricey, you know, and some people may not be able to afford a 7-night. Mm-hmm. So they could do a 3-night. They get to experience a river cruise and they could do land on either side.
Right.
Or people are on vacation doing something else. They're doing a land tour, big mm-hmm. ship cruise, visiting family, and they just want to do a short cruise.
Mm.
So which was the last ship that you were on and where did you go?
Yeah, so I was on in June of last year. And I, of course, last year, right? We're not in June yet, but June of last year. And it was the Moselle. And then in April last year, I did the Lower Danube from Budapest to Bucharest with Transylvania.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
What was the highlight of that trip?
Ooh, Dracula's castle.
Ah, yes, Dracula.
You know what? I could not. But you know what the highlight was just the history. You know, they were communists for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, Serbia was bombed, you know, in the 90s by the, I mean, just the history.
History behind it.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, I had the same experience with Normandy. People said to me, maybe don't do this one for your first river cruise. Maybe save this one for later because it's not like the Rhine where it's as scenic. And I was on board with 7 girlfriends that have not done this itinerary. Half of them have never been on a river cruise. And we all loved it.
And, that's
and it
great.
Was one of, yeah, and it was such a great experience. No, it's not as scenic as maybe the Rhine, but it had its own different types of scenery. It was absolutely beautiful. And same thing with Normandy. I did Normandy's landing beaches. Honestly, it wasn't on my list.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being my favorite river cruise.
Wow. And that's something that my husband would be loving to go on because he's a big World War II buff. And that would be like right up his alley.
Yeah.
Now I'm on the ship. Tell me more about being on the ship. Do people get to do things during the day while the ship is in motion? Are there gyms? Are there spas? Are there, you know, is there a hot tub?
Yeah. So all the ships have a hot tub. The new one, the Doro, that one has a little pool up on top.
Oh, cool.
Normally what people do when we're cruising is you just sit up on the top deck and watch the scenery go by.
I want a glass of wine in my hand if I'm doing that.
Watching the scenery go by.
That's what they do. Yep. They either sit in the main lounge because the big thing about Avalon is the floor-to-ceiling windows the floor-to-ceiling windows in the cabins and the sliding glass doors. And, you know, so there's a lot of windows and it's very open. So if you don't want to go outside, you have the main lounge. Mm-hmm. You know, people play cards. They go to the club lounge where the snacks on the cappuccino maker is. And, you know, they sit back there, they read a book. Or I am always up on the top deck and a lot of it's shaded so you can sit up there.
Okay, so now when somebody's going, I know you have holiday cruises like Christmas market type cruises.
Do.
That must be amazing.
They are. We have the Danube. We also have the Rhine. We do have those short river cruises for Christmas markets, but then we also do have some 7 nights. Those are very, very popular.
Fabulous. I would. Yeah. That's one of the things on my bucket list is to get on those Christmas market.
Oh, they're so beautiful. I did the Rhine the week before Christmas. This is about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
And I'm assuming it's going to be a little nippy during the holiday season. Just a little nippy.
Right. Yeah. You know what? You never know. So when I was on, I was worried, right? I'm a Floridian. Mm-hmm. So I was all worried. So I was so lucky. It was one of these holiday seasons that where it was mild, even in the Northeast.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And Europe, there are pictures of me at the markets with just a sweater on.
Oh.
But I've had people tell me it's the coldest they've ever been on a cruise. So.
Now tell me about the rooms. Are all the cabins balconied, and what type of balcony is it?
Yeah. So we do have lower categories. Those are on the bottom.
Right.
Those are 172 square feet, which is a big difference with Avalon because
it's still a nice size. Yeah,
it is. It's a really good size. So some companies are a lot smaller than that.
Mm-hmm.
So above that, those cabins are 200 square feet, beds facing out.
Oh, cool.
Or we have two royal suites and those are 300 square feet.
So beds facing out, I could just imagine just laying in bed and watching everything go by. Oh, that would be
right.
Cool.
That'd be cool. It's beautiful. It's an 11-foot sliding glass door, 7 feet of it open up.
Okay.
We do have the two royal suites that are 300 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the Doro, the new ship that's coming out,
right?
Those are 172 square feet or 180 or 200.
Okay.
That ship is smaller, so we couldn't put any royal suites on there. The one in the Mekong, those cabins are all 245 square feet with the beds facing out.
That's why you don't have that many passengers on that one, because you made the rooms bigger.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's really nice.
Now,
yep,
have you been on that ship yet, doing that tour down
the
Mekong?
No, I have not. My friends have all gone. One of my girlfriends actually just got back a couple weeks ago with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so happy because her daughter lives in Spain. So she doesn't get a chance to see her much anymore. And her daughter said it was best vacation ever.
Wow.
Yeah, she was happy about that.
Wow. And I'm imagining, you know, that's the Mekong. That's very tropical, moist area.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. It gets a little toasty there. But it's it's one of those life changing.
Now, if somebody wants to, this, you know, we are talking June of this year. If somebody wants to get on a Christmas market cruise this year, is that possible? Or are we all sold out till 2024?
So, you know, you need to be flexible. Mm-hmm. I was actually just meeting with an advisor a couple minutes ago, and we were looking at Christmas markets, and we were looking at one, and it was completely sold out, but there's space on the Rhine for the Christmas. Yeah, yeah. So there is some space.
So people need to get with their travel advisors right away to get in this year.
Right. Exactly.
I love that. Now, are these ships year-round?
So, I mean, kind of, right? So they start back up in March. So they just actually got started recently with a lot of your Tulip Time cruises starting
tulips.
In March.
I love tulips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. they start, you know, maybe mid-March, mm-hmm. and your tulip season is March and April.
Right.
And but a lot of them get going in March, and then some go through all the way through to Christmas. And then we start back up again in March. So
you kind of take like a little bit of a 2-month hiatus. Now, what about the Mekong? Is that also the same kind of seasonal flow?
Yeah. That one's, you know, kind of year round, but we have some months where it doesn't operate. But yeah, that pretty much goes all year long.
Okay, fabulous. Now, I'm going to do something a little bit different on my show. I am going to ask Denise for a travel tip. When traveling on these ships.
Oh, good idea.
Can you please give us one of these tips?
One travel tip. Let me see. Funny, we were just talking about this. Don't bring a really good flat iron.
Don't bring one?
Don't bring one. No, I was just having this conversation about, you know, adapters and converters and all that stuff.
Okay.
So, I mean, when you travel in Europe, basically, you know, make sure you bring a converter / adapter.
Yes.
But on these river cruises, just enjoy, right? Just enjoy the scenery. You're going to absolutely love it. Just enjoy.
Okay, so don't worry about bringing an iron. Do you have people on board if they need something ironed?
Yeah. No. I mean, send things out for dry cleaning.
You don't need it. You just put your casuals on. And are there four?
I said, don't bring a good flat iron.
Yeah.
Don't bring a good flat iron. I've blown out a few flat irons.
Oh, dear.
Now, on these river cruises, I mean, just enjoy. And you know what? Be prepared because, you know, Mother Nature can wreak havoc on any vacation. So you need to pack your patience because mm-hmm. you can have high water, low water on these rivers.
Right.
So it's like on a big ship cruise. I was on one in December and we didn't stop in this one port because it was too windy.
Oh, yeah.
So this could happen on a river cruise. So
Absolutely.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. I like that. You're on a river, you go with the flow of the river.
Okay. So I gave you a couple tips. Don't bring an expensive flat iron and go with the flow.
Okay. My question then was, you said cash, but are there dress nights on board a river cruise?
Nope.
Everything's consistent. Okay, good.
Oh, that's nice.
It's pretty casual, business casual.
Right.
No formal nights.
That's not in my vocabulary.
No.
So.
Definitely not in Jay's vocabulary.
No, even when I go on an event that's formal, I still don't, you know. I like casual too.
Well, Denise, we appreciate you coming and talking with us today about Avalon and how Globus and Avalon work together very lovely. One of my bucket lists is going to be getting into Egypt, and that's kind of where I'm going to concentrate soon.
Oh, nice. Yes, Egypt, we have a great Egypt river cruise. It's a 4-night. We don't backtrack and make it longer, so it's a great price.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I can probably combine the river with Globus tour, correct?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Don't you love it?
You can combine the two. Jordan. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Ah, that's the key right there.
Right.
Globus is Globus.
Right. Globus is global.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. We have land with the Nile, but mm-hmm. then we also have one where you can add Jordan to it.
That's even better.
Yeah, that's good.
I would love to see Petra in Jordan.
And exactly.
And I'm sure that's on the excursion list.
Yeah, of course. Yes, it definitely is.
Well, thank you for chatting with us. And I know we will be chatting with you again.
Yes.
And I'm going to say happy sailing.
Yes, happy sailing, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, there's so much traveling to do and so little time. So tune in every week for more travel info and insights and just plain fun. Please follow me and like me on Facebook. Do you have a favorite location or an interesting travel tip? Let me know at zmichelsontravel.com. And don't forget, Z is spelled Z-E-E. I'm very excited to let you know my podcast is heard on all your favorite podcast players. Feel free to give me a review. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Thanks for listening today. Traveling truly opens up the world to you. You learn about all the different cultures and lifestyles and, of course, food. Then you realize we really are truly all the same. So dream, dream big, reach for those stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you made the trip. If you're looking for great places to travel to, visit my website, zmichelsontravel.com. This is Z. Michelson, making your travel dreams come true.